This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. May 1st marks the beginning of what is traditionally tornado and severe weather season in Colorado, but it's still too early to predict how bad it might be. Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Lisa Hidalgo says two things come into play.
What you'll have to watch out for when we talk about severe weather is the combination of heat and moisture, because that's what creates so much instability in the afternoon hours here. Yeah, and typically May, June, July is when we really start to see those thunderstorms firing up.
Hidalgo says Weld County is the number one county in the country for the number of tornadoes each year, but that's partly because of how big the county is. High schoolers in Palisade are helping save endangered native fish. As CPR's Stina Sieg reports, people are invited to watch the razorback sucker and bony tail release tomorrow morning.
These fish have been swimming in the Colorado River Basin for millions of years, but were almost wiped out by humans in the last century. The Palisade High School Endangered Fish Hatchery Partnership is helping bring them back from the brink. Students raised hundreds of baby razorback suckers and bony tail for about a year. They'll release them at Riverbend Park in Palisade, marking their 1,500th fish release into the Colorado River. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The Denver Nuggets play the Minnesota Timberwolves in Game 6 in the first round of the NBA playoffs tonight. Minnesota currently leads the series 3-2. Denver kept its playoff hopes alive with 125-113 win in Game 5. Nikola Jokic had 27 points, 12 rebounds, and 16 assists for the game. This is CPR News.